This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 100 Wisconsin local governments have applied for a sum of $300 million in federal COVID stimulus money. The Flexible Facility Program aims to connect libraries and other public buildings to the Internet. Awards will be announced by October. Republicans are asking voters to move the power to spend federal money in Wisconsin from the governor to the legislature. It's the GOP response to the billions that came to Wisconsin because of the pandemic. There are two referendum questions on statewide ballots August 13th. Republicans are urging yes votes. Democrats are urging no votes. Senator Tammy Baldwin is rejecting calls for President Biden to resign. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Biden is capable of finishing out his term.
You have full faith in the president's ability, his mental acuity, as we sit here today to lead the nation.
I think the administration and Biden is perfectly capable of finishing out the term.
The president himself.
The president himself.
Democratic Party delegates start voting this week to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris to be their nominee for president. A study committee is looking into possibly regulating artificial intelligence in Wisconsin. The goal is to ensure AI doesn't harm consumers or data. Look for public hearings around the state. People fishing in Wisconsin will soon be able to carry guns. The Department of Natural Resources overturned a ban after gun supporters sued the state. After the rule was reversed last week, both sides agreed to drop the lawsuit. You're likely hearing more about Project 2025. It's a sweeping far-right plan which calls for everything from replacing civil servants with political appointees to dismantling the Department of Education. David Nevins publishes The Fulcrum, which is analyzing Project 2025.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Donald Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, even though most of its authors served in his former administration. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's still a search for suspects in a fatal hit-and-run Saturday night in Milwaukee. There's video of a silver Hyundai hitting and killing a 31-year-old motorcyclist. Witnesses say it appeared to be teenagers running away from the scene. The victim has been identified by family as 31-year-old Mark Jones of Oregon, Wisconsin. He was in town for the Harley homecoming celebration. A local lawmaker is taking complaints over investigations to court. State Representative Janelle Branchen has filed a lawsuit in Waukesha County Court against the Wisconsin Ethics Commission. She's seeking to have the commission's actions against her declared unconstitutional and to halt potential prosecution. The lawsuit comes after the commission recommended felony charges against Branchen and others for allegedly violating campaign finance laws in the 2022 primary election. Branchen claims the commission made several errors and violated her due process rights during its investigation. A 64-year-old motorcyclist died in a crash on I-94 in Waukesha County Saturday night. The accident happened at around 9:30 near Sawyer Road and had eastbound traffic diverted for about 5 hours. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. The fourth has made an endorsement in the third. Milwaukee area Congresswoman Gwen Moore, representing the state's 4th Congressional District, has endorsed State Representative Katrina Shankland in the state's 3rd Congressional District race. Moore says in a statement that the Western Wisconsin District needs a proven leader with experience to take on Derek Van Orden. A record was set at the Waukesha County Fair this year. The Saturday attendance was at just over 45,000 people, with that being the biggest number on record. The Waukesha County Fair drew 144,000 visitors over its 5-day run, making it the best overall attendance since 2005. The Waukesha County Fair is the oldest county fair in the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Jordan Love on his record-breaking contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL in Green Bay, the Packers held practice in pads as training camp enters its second week. Jordan Love completing a 47-yard pass to Christian Watson on his first day back after signing a contract making him the highest-paid quarterback in NFL history. Love told me the talks began back in May. I asked him what was it like when he didn't have a deal at the start of camp.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely been the waiting game these past couple of days. I'm just trying to be patient. But knowing that it was going to get done here soon. But yeah, I mean, right after we got done, you know, my agents FaceTimed me and gave me the news and broke to me. So it was a very special day hearing that, and just going through the whole motions of, you know, obviously getting a contract, being able to be here, and then just obviously being able to get back on the field with the guys. So it was definitely a very special day.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Atlanta Braves. Colin Ray on the mound for Milwaukee. Devin Williams back as the closer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Chicago Fire had a vacancy that is now filled. The show is adding a proven brand in Dermot Mulroney, who will replace Eamon Walker as Battalion Chief Wallace Bowden. To be clear, Dermot Mulroney is not Dylan McDermott. Walker left the show at the end of season 12. Mulroney will play the new chief, Dom Pascal. The show will debut its 13th season September 25th. If you're thinking about starting an OnlyFans account, don't rule out traumatizing your child by having them edit your photos. Sopranos actress Drea DiMatteo says her 13-year-old son, known as Blackjack, edits all her photos for OnlyFans. DiMatteo told former Soprano castmates Jamie Lynn Sigler and Robert Eiler on their Not Today Pal podcast that she had no choice but to start an OnlyFans account because being an anti-vaxxer cost her roles in Hollywood. If it came down to getting a vaccine or my kids seeing me naked, I would sprint to the pharmacy and ask for a double. If you're tired of Ryan Reynolds is a good guy stories, this won't help. Leslie Uggams, who was working as an actress before Reynolds was born, plays his sidekick in the new film Deadpool and Wolverine. The 81-year-old actress says Reynolds made her feel safe in the new high-octane Marvel flick. Uggams plays foul-mouthed blind Al a long way from her Emmy-winning role of Kizzy in the miniseries Roots in 1977. Deadpool and Wolverine opened this past weekend in theaters. The lovable Natalie from Facts of Life, also known as Mindy Cohen, has a beef with former castmates. The New York Post reports that a Facts of Life revival was 86th by one of the cast members. According to Cohen, TV legend Norman Lear approached the four actresses about reuniting for a reboot. The meetings took place over Zoom during COVID. Cohen said one of the actresses went behind the other's backs and tried to set up her own deal for her own show. The Post says Cohen did not specify which cast member it was. I really hope it wasn't Tootie. The good news for fans of The Boys is that there will be a season 5. The bad news is that it will be the last season, according to showrunner Eric Kripke. More not-so-great news for fans. Producers say the season will take 2 years to shoot and is still in the early stages of development. Producers of the Amazon Prime show say the soonest the new season can drop would be mid-2026. It appears things are finally on track for an I Am Legend sequel. Legendary screenwriter Akiva Goldsman told Deadline there will be good news soon. How can you have a sequel when the main character died in the original? Goldsman says they are sequelizing an alternative ending. When it comes to millions of dollars, Hollywood can be incredibly resourceful and creative. The first installment of the Will Smith film raked in over $500 million in 2007. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.